Okay, thank you again, everyone, for joining us today on our fellowship-wide call on World Service. My name is Sharon S., and I'm currently a Class A trustee who's a compulsive debtor serving as the chair of the General Service Board, who is hosting this meeting today. And we will have five speakers on our call today. We will have Sherry from Los Angeles, and I hope you're here, Maureen from New York, USA, Chris S., also from New York, USA, Rob B. from California, USA, and Susan L. from London, UK, and thank you all for joining us today. So before we start, I'm going to do just a very quick explanation of some of the acronyms that you might hear today. And those are, and I just want to say that I am so grateful to be able to do service for the fellowship that saved my life. So I can't stress that enough. And I've been a GSR, and also now I'm on the board, and this is my sixth year. So I'll be rotating off after this year. But it's been one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. So for anyone who's new or might not know the acronyms that might be mentioned today, there's GSR, which is a general service representative from a group, and those can be elected from every single group and attend the World Service Conference if possible. Additionally, we have ISRs, which are intergroup service representatives that represent an intergroup, and they can also attend the World Service Conference and report back to their intergroup. There's also an ACM, which is an appointed committee member. And those members are members who might have an expertise in a certain area, such as literature, technology, publications, a lot of different things that offer their services for a period of 3 years, which can be renewed up to another time. So a total of 6 years of additional service. And then also we have a new position that is an opportunity for service, and all of these are listed on the DA website for further clarification, by the way, which is a project contributor, and that can either be like a longer opportunity on a small topic or a more intensive opportunity on a smaller topic that, you know, like maybe writing a manual or serving as doing a spending plan for a World Service Conference. Or whatever. There's just so many different things that a person can do. So those are also great opportunities for people that don't necessarily have 3 years to commit to a specific service opportunity. And finally, there is the General Service Board, and those are also 3-year opportunities for service to serve the fellowship as a whole and at the bottom of the service triangle, and with the members being at the top, the fellowship, all the members being at the top. To serve the fellowship of DA as a whole. So those are the acronyms. Again, you can look those up on the DA website, and there is a detailed explanation of all those in the 2021 online version of the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service also. So without further ado, I'd like to get to our first speaker, who is hopefully here, Sherry from Los Angeles. Are you here? And if you're here, could you please press *6 to unmute?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Sherry, great. Thank you so much. So I'd like to introduce Sherry from Los Angeles. And Sherry has held a number of service positions, which she will describe. But I just want to say, from my experience with Sherry, I was on the nominations committee several years ago when we first introduced what I just described, the project contributor role. And Sherry was our very first project contributor. So, and what she, as Sherry, I don't want to talk about you as you're not here, but what really warmed my heart is when you said, where can you utilize my talents and services? I want to do whatever the fellowship needs. So thank you so much for that, and I will let Sherry describe the rest of her experience, but Sherry, you'll have 8 minutes, and I will give you a 1-minute warning. So thank you, and go right ahead.
Okay, great. Good morning. My name is Sherry. I'm a debtor in Los Angeles, and I first want to start with reading our 11th tool, which is the tool of service. We perform service at every level, personal, meeting, intergroup, and world service. Service is vital to our recovery. Only through service can we give to others what so generously has been given to us. And I think, that is that part about giving to others what has so generously been given to us is what has motivated me, especially in doing world service. But yet, I need to live in balance. So I will give service and also balance that out with my personal service in DA, working my program, just writing down my numbers, all the nitty-gritty, and then the other parts of my life that, spending time with my family, friends, hobbies, personal care. So I strive for balance. It's a work in progress. I've been in DA, thank God. I call my higher power God, so you'll hear both terms, since July 2001. So this past summer, thankfully, I celebrated 20 years one day at a time of not debting, of not taking on secured debt. I started while Sharon was so generously talking about my recent service as project contributor. The first time I served World Service was several years ago as an ACM, an appointed committee member on the literature committee. And that was a 3-year commitment, and I wanted to give back. In both cases, when we talk about my world service, I wanted to give back to the fellowship what had been given to me, which was my career. So I wanted to use, wanted to serve the fellowship. However, especially with the ACM position, I knew that my skills could hopefully be used in that. So. And I got my new career that I started approximately 20 or so years ago through this program, through the work in this program. World service in general expands my ability to give back to the program. And like I said, I just like to be able to use my skills. So I did the ACM for 3 years. And it turned out when I took the position, everything was pretty straightforward in my life. I had a job, things were going well, that kind of thing. And then I started service, and I don't recommend this. This is not exactly how it always works, but my life became very rocky. A lot of major upheaval. And I will tell you that having that service commitment, besides working my program on the nitty-gritty level, but having that service commitment kept me so tied to the program because I was showing up and, first of all, I got to expand my network of people that I knew. And secondly, I had to show up every month or every 2 months, however we, I don't remember how we did all the meetings. And be on a meeting, and I had responsibilities. And with all the upheaval, the committee was very generous and supportive in what I was going through. So I don't recommend that our lives go through major upheaval, but having a service commitment like that was really helpful to me. In a project contributor, when I saw that post a few years ago now, I think it was, or 2 years, I don't remember exactly, a little vague about when I saw the post, but I thought, okay, I want to step back into world service and give back to the program using my skills, but I don't want to commit to 3 years. So project contributor initially was 3 months. I said, okay, that's great. Time limited. Project limited, they needed someone to do a specific project. And I signed, thankfully they agreed to take me on. We did extend it for another 3 months. And then I stopped because I didn't have to continue. And then the same committee approached me about becoming an ACM, appointed committee member. So I'm now back as an ACM, still trying to do what I can. One of the other fascinating aspects for me about being on World Service was seeing how our program works from like the 30,000 foot level. We are an international program, and we are run by committee, which is truly amazing to me. And people put in a lot of hours. It's all volunteer, and I'm in awe of what we accomplish at that level. So that's been a side benefit, sort of seeing that. If anybody's thinking of World Service or they're not sure, a great way to get your toes in, or what I found a great way for me to get my toes in now, is the project contributor. And if some of the project contributor postings don't speak to you, you know, consider writing the board and saying, hey, I've got this skill. Can you use me? The other thing I do is I track my time most of the time so that I know, like if someone were to contact me and ask me, how much time does it take for this, for what you're doing on the committee, I could probably tell you. I will admit that I'm not been so active in the last month, and I got to get my act together about that. But
Sherry, you have 1 minute.
Great, thanks. I'm just about to wrap up. Perfect. And I just am really grateful for this opportunity and for this opportunity to speak this morning. Thanks so much for asking me. Sharon, I don't know, because I'm going to have to jump off, are people going to be sharing phone numbers, or how do you want to work that?
So we're not going to share phone numbers, Sherry, but and thank you so much for joining us. I know that you have another obligation, but if anyone is wants to contact Sherry, you can contact those of us on the board, and we will, you know, try to arrange a connection. So that's normally how we would do it. But thank you so much, Sherry. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you so much. And just as an aside, so Sherry is going to be our only project contributor speaking today. But so just know that what she just said was so important, that if you watch the e-news announcements and announcements on the DA website for places that we could use people, that committees, general service board committees that could use a project contributor. But if you, as a DA member, have something that you feel passionate about and have an expertise in, please feel free to reach out to the board, and we will explain how to do that at the end of the call, and, you know, to offer your services. So, again, Sherry, thank you so, so much for your service and for joining us today. So our next speaker is Maureen, and Maureen is from New York City, and Maureen will talk about her experience with service, but I just want to start by saying that Maureen has been a GSR, an ACM, she's been on the General Service Board, and she's also a host committee chair. So Maureen, without further ado, you will have 8 minutes. I will give you a 1 minute warning, and please press star 6 and go right ahead.
Thanks, Sharon. Hi, I'm Maureen. I'm a compulsive debtor. You can hear me, right? Yes.
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I just want to say that one of the biggest gifts of doing World Service is the wonderful people that I've met. And I don't know Sherry, but I've met the other people through service work and committee work, and just amazing people. And I just have to say Sharon is like a true friend. She's just always there if you need her, and picks up the phone and calls you back, things like that. I think I've learned through my work on the World Service level. I'm going to read from Concept 9 about how those qualities are so important to be responsible and dependable. I wrote down some notes here. It says, and we don't shoot from the hip, so I wanted to be prepared and kind of write through. I've been the GSR, the ACM, the trustee, and the host committee chair and have come into contact with people that I know on this call because of all those positions. And so I just want to read a little. The literature in DA is incredible. And just a couple things it says in Concept 9 about what are the things that a leader, and I think anybody who chairs a meeting, gives the PRG, shares at a meeting, does service at World Service, is a leader in DA. And you must always be willing to explain his or her actions, a calm and reasoned approach, having prudence, not shooting from the hip, thought and care is important, not rash or impulsive conduct. This is how I was before I joined DA. You know, it was like, oh, I would bounce checks. I would quit jobs. I would, you know, call clients in a panic. Oh, my God, you're going to pay me $15. Otherwise, I'm going to bounce a check, you know. And talks about the ability to laugh at yourself. I like this one. The desire to forgive perceived slights and move on in unity is of an inestimable value. I need to study, if I have any tips for World Service, to study the traditions and the concepts over and over and over again. I love the new STEP study guide. It's incredible. I'm doing it with a group. I'm getting so much out of it. Also talks in Concept 9 about faith and hope. So I can't kind of like go through my history of World Service without like even kind of thinking about the people who've been so important to me. I got solvent, and I just want to say that having solvency is key to a lot of these positions where you need to have, I think, on the board, it's 3 years. So I've been in DA 18 years. My solvency date is April 15, 2005. Five quick things at Jan. I got solvent in Burlington, Vermont, wrote down on a little piece of paper for me, I'm solvent today if I haven't used a credit card, haven't bounced a check, paid bills on time, paid for business services at the time of use, and haven't borrowed anything without collateral, no unsecured debt. So I think the best thing to do World Service is to go to events. Like yesterday, there was a New Jersey, Pennsylvania Share Day. Like, go to events. I went to the the Bill Wilson House when I was new and in Vermont, and Jan and Jean had just come from the World Service Conference, and they were talking about what the motions that were passed and the committees. I had no idea what they were talking about, but it planted a seed of like, I can do this. I always talk about World Service whenever I can, because I want to be able to plant the seed like they did for me to say, why not? Of course. So that was really important. I wrote down here, stick with the winners. Find people who have long-term solvency. Find people who are doing service. Get to know them. Call them. Get their phone numbers, you know. Make connections. And then I said, step up when the door opens. So I, because of my solvency, I moved from Vermont to New York a couple of years after I got solvent. And the GS, the group I joined, the DA Writers Group on Saturday morning, they needed a GSR, and it was like, oh, I can do that. I was nominated. And also, I don't have to be perfect. Like, God will use my character defects. Like, I said, oh, I think they do committee work during the year. I don't want to do that. And someone said, you don't have to join a committee. So I did because of that. Well, obviously, that was false, and I joined the RDC. I loved it. But, you know, it was like, it was just, I think I would have been overwhelmed. But anyway, so I went to the first conference, and that was in Arizona. I think that's maybe where I met Chris and Sharon for the first time. I loved the hotel. There was a beautiful pool and sauna, and we sat outside together, all the GSRs, and it was just an amazing experience. And so shortly after that, and also I, as a GSR, New York is big enough that they have GSRs having monthly meetings, and I got so much out of that. And I also think Chris, when she was a GSR, was putting on these STEP study groups. So it was like on a Saturday afternoon at St. Mary's Church, and I always went to that. And then I would meet people. One of the people I met through that was Jonathan, because he was like laying cords around to like set up the microphones. And, you know, years later, it was like he was such a key part of our virtual World Service Conference host committee team this last couple of years. So go to lots of events, because if you have service positions, you're going to need people to help you. So I always call people that I've met over the years, and people are happy to step up and help if they can. So I moved from New York after 5 years. I went to California, so I couldn't be a GSR anymore. So again, I said to Jean, do you think the work that I do would ever benefit DA? I'm not going to say what I do for a living, but she's like, absolutely. So she put me in touch with Marcy, who was the treasurer of the board at the time, and I became an ACM on the finance committee, and I did that. I think I did that for 3 years. All I did was show up, and I don't even know if they gave me anything to do, honestly. It was Jan, and it was Alan T., and it was Marcy, but just the fact that I showed up on time and I was prepared and, you know, contributed positive comments or my thoughts on things if I could was somehow valuable. But I missed going to the conference, and I used to, like, complain all the time, like, don't you think the ACM should go to the conference? And I'm like, no, the ACMs don't go to the conference. So eventually they said, would you like to join the board? I did. I just remember the people, all the people on the board call you to interview you, to make sure you know what you're doing, to get to know you a little bit. And I remember Jeff saying, do a lot of emails overwhelm you? And I was like, maybe, but blah, blah, blah. And the board is a lot of work, but I love the committee work. I was on the legal committee. It was on the finance committee. I just remember working with Sue and Bill on the legal committee. It was all fascinating to me. I just learned so many skills.
Maureen, you have 1 minute.
Oh, my God. So then I went to Chicago. That was a great conference. So then I rotated off the board, and in the last 3 years, someone said at a meeting, oh, the board is looking for a city to host the conference, and Intergroup in New York wants to do it. I was back in New York then, and but they need somebody to chair, and I'm like, I bet I could do that, because I've been on the conference committee too. So I've done that it was supposed to be in person, it's been virtual the last 2 years. Hopefully in 2023, after London, we'll have it back again in New York. So that's my story, and yeah, it's changed me enormously. I can never give enough back to DA for everything it's done for me. So I'm happy to do it. And I guess that's it. Thank you so much.
Maureen, thank you so much for all you've done and continue to do for DA. Your joy and service really shines through. Thank you. Thank you. Next we have Chris S., also from New York. And Chris, has been a GSR and is a current appointed committee member, ACM, for the International Committee, which has also started to include some literature translations and licensing stuff. And Chris, if you could press star 6, so you're probably unmuted already, and I'll let you describe the rest of your service. And whenever you're ready, go right ahead, and I will give you a 1 minute warning.
Thank you, Sharon. Thanks so much. Hi, I'm Chris Medetter, and it's great to be here, an honor to be here, and thank you, Sharon, for asking me. I have to admit that when I got the email with your request saying, could you speak on this call, my first thought was, oh, no, I'm lagging behind in my ACM work. I'm not doing enough. I'm not that, you know, all the voices. And being involved in service has kept my DA on track. You know, I know there's a natural ebb and flow to most of our programs. I know for mine there is a certain ebb and flow. But like Sherry said, you know, there's a lot of nitty-gritty details. There's a lot to do. And I am more likely to get off track when I'm not in a committed service position. And so the position that I have served, as Sharon said, I was a GSR for, I think, 5 years, 4 years. It was a little bit over the one-year term. And now the appointed committee, this service work has truly saved my life. And it does make a difference for me that is above the group level, because there's something about me and my typical deading stance, which is, oh, no, I can't, don't make me, others will take care of that, or, you know, head in sand about certain higher level things, you know, retirement, don't make me think about that, let me just deal with today kind of stuff. And so the doing the service, especially above the group level, pushes me. And it makes me, you know, say, actually, yes, I can participate. And I will learn that if I don't know it. And I can do this. So that's a big one for me of, you know, how this the service has kept me on track. And like the previous speakers have said, it means then that you're meeting another level of people, another group of people, people who are all also doing service on the group level. And so it's, that's just yet another way. It's invaluable, amazingly invaluable. I want to read just on page, this is from Tradition 2 in our 12 and 12 and 12 on page 73, just because there's a couple of sentences in here I really love. In DA, we get to redefine responsibility in terms of service. Changing the character of responsibility from burden to gift. That sentence is like a mantra for me. I need it terribly because responsibility, like I ran and I still want to run. But to just hear, you know, changing the character of responsibility from burden to gift. I'll go on. We grow spiritually not only by learning to live up to our commitments, but by doing so in a manner that contributes to group unity and keeps Debtors Anonymous available to all who seek it. We become trusted servants. When we fulfill our responsibilities to the group, we experience a level of satisfaction and gratitude that is unavailable to us in focusing only on ourselves. How rewarding it is to become worthy of trust. You know, as I showed up for service and saw myself handling and being capable, it was very humbling because I wouldn't have said to you that I needed that. I didn't even know how much I had feelings of not being enough or good enough. You know, it was by showing up to service and feeling how good it felt and feeling so proud that I could, you know, contribute in certain ways that, it was humbling because I didn't even know how in the gutter my self-esteem was in respect to this. So, and also the service work that I've done, especially just above the group level where it just takes a bit more for me anyways, there's a parallel, a total and complete parallel in my work life, in my job, you know, outside DA. And I needed that. I didn't even know how badly I needed that, you know. I think I hid from my feelings of insecurity around the job. And you know, there's a thing where we say in DA, like, you know, sometimes people realize that they actually have resentments against people with money and resentments against people with more as if it's bad or something, you know. Like, I wouldn't want to, like, see that in myself, you know, but the whole thing of stepping up, like, I don't know if I'm making sense there, but anyways, I'll just go on here. And worthy we are when we faithfully perform the functions of our service positions. Should we fall short, we experience the acceptance and forgiveness of our fellow members, as well as the blessing of the opportunity to renew our commitment to our group and to our recovery. I mean, it's talking about the group there, but I'm thinking in a wider term. You know, the fact that I get to practice this in this community of accepting, loving people who all are accepting our humanness. And, you know, when I fail, it just means that I can get continued support and learn more, you know, learning always from my mistakes. So service, you know, people say service is the best kept secret in DA. And I believe that has been true for me. Even when I continue to this day to balk at certain things that I'm doing as far as service, you know, I know ultimately something so much bigger than me, there's a design to help me be successful and to grow in my life and to continue to live solvently within my means. So I'll just say a little bit. So appointed committee member, ACM, that's my current position. And as Sharon said, literature licensing, translations, and international. I'm the secretary, so I'll take the notes. We meet once a month. We've got three board members. And we have a project contributor helping us on Spanish, the Spanish-speaking world, doing an absolutely amazing job. So there we are. We meet once a month, basically, you know, ensuring consistent translation process. There's a lot of legal documents and things that the different countries, groups of people will get together. Like right now, I happen to be the liaison for a Russian team, a bunch of people. They're very excited with what they're doing. They're really committed. And they're doing some great translations, and we've had some of that verified. They're doing a good job. So the verifier, this is the kind of thing we oversee. And
Chris, you have 1 minute.
Oh, wow, did that go fast. Okay, so just to sum it up, so yeah, the Russian team is doing great. We have other countries, you know, we've got our, there's the French are doing a lot of translation, have done a lot already. Spanish-speaking world, huge stuff, Portuguese with Brazil. We have some connections with China, Italy, Germany, Iran even currently. So it's quite an exciting committee for anyone interested or with special skills that wanna you know, help out. What else? Also, I was, for a while, there was a Asia-Pacific intergroup that was happening. It's disbanded since, but I would get up really early in the morning, and one of my duties was to attend their intergroup. And just to be the connection and to show up as the, that's my phone, other phone ringing, sorry, to show up as the something that can kind of connect them to the World Service Body felt really good and was quite an important task, I felt, just sitting and listening and kind of being an ear. So once again, I can't say enough, the service, what everyone has said so far, it's really been, it is crucial for me. You know, and even like I said, getting the call from Sharon, I was like, oh, I don't feel, you know, well, what did it do? It made me get out my books. It made me review my notes for my, I have a meeting today. You know, it kind of like made me a pope.
Time, Chris.
Thanks, Sharon. So I'm very grateful to be here and to be involved with everybody in service. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much, Chris, for all you've done and continue to do. And thank you also for mentioning the project contributor who's on that committee as well. Because there can be, you know, bigger commitments, ACM, appointed committee member, or, you know, smaller, more directed projects that can be done by project contributors. So thank you for describing one of the committees that really works well together with everyone on board, all hands on deck. Thank you again. All right, our next speaker is Rob from Los Angeles. And Rob has been a GSR, a host committee chair, and has now joined the board as of last year. So Rob, I hope you're unmuted. I'm sure you are. And go right ahead whenever you're ready, and I will give you a one-minute warning.
Thank you, Sharon. This is Rob B., grateful under earner and debtor, and doing what I can one day at a time to give back to this wonderful fellowship. I was thinking about World Service and how I ended up here. And for me, it's a combination of step 3 and step 12. In this wonderful book, we have the study guide, DA 12-step study guide. I'm going to read from step 3. Step 3 calls for us to make a decision to entrust our will and life to a higher power. This in itself is an act of strength. To summon our courage and let go, surrendering our personal power to a much stronger and kinder guide. We are no longer alone. We move fully into recovery, asking the higher power of our understanding to guide us and take care of us. It is after taking this bold action many times each day that we have our first experience of serenity. So I came to the program at the ripe old age of 54 in 2007, and my tagline is, it's never too late for recovery. My life is completely transformed, and doing service at every single level has just contributed exponentially to my serenity. I'm going to read a little bit from step 12 in the study guide. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive debtors and to practice these principles in all our affairs. The 12th step invites us to enlarge our perspective. After reflecting on just how far we have come since we arrived as a newcomer, we are encouraged to make a new commitment, one that will protect and ensure our ongoing recovery. In order to do so, we must allow a bigger picture to unfold before us, one that joins our vision with the fellowship's purpose of carrying the DA message to fellow debtors and extends to all areas of our lives where we practice our recovery in all our affairs. So evolving in our recovery, for me, it naturally progresses with service. I did a term as GS3er term as a GSR for my meeting in Los Angeles, starting in 2011. And that was with the technology committee. And you feel when you first become a GSR, General Service Representative, you don't know a lot. And you think, well, what's going to happen? How am I going to do this? I've never done it before. But you attend the World Service Conference, hopefully next year in person, and you meet all of these wonderful people doing service for each other and for the world at large. We're talking about world service now. This is not USA. This is the world. And it's so exciting for me now. I work as a VA in the conference support committee for the board. So we're gearing up for London next year. And I'm a liaison with two committees. One has a member from the UK, and the other are they're mostly all UK. So it's a wonderful feeling to know that DA is spreading around the world, and I'm doing the best that I can to help that vision manifest. We have meetings in Iran. You know, we have meetings in Africa, in Russia. It's fantastic. DA is growing, and this is part of the 12th step where we, as now solvent debtors, because I don't think you could really do complete service if you're not solvent. That's the first thing. And then you have, with all that anxiety about money is lifted, you have this energy to give back. When back in 2017, I was involved with the group that promoted Los Angeles to be the venue for the 2019 World Service Conference. That was really, I think, the beginning of my feeling of world service. Even though it was the host committee, I wasn't on the board, but I was leading a group of wonderful people here in Los Angeles to manifest this conference in 2019, and who knew it would have been the last one before COVID struck. But that was an amazing experience. So that's part of world service, where you're meeting other people, you're forming committees, you're planning out an entire event, and you're hosting the world. And now I'm so privileged to be liaisoning with the host committee in London. One of the best things, I think, about World Service, and it's been mentioned by the other speakers, is getting to know people from all around the world and feeling this connection that we're all joined by this wonderful program. We all have experienced some manner of recovery, and that gratitude, that's what you feel when you're working with other people, especially at the world level, is a sense of gratitude and giving back. And it just compounds and compounds. And for me, there is no downside to it. Yes, it takes a lot of time. I'm glad we heard Sherry today. Sherry is working with the Communications and Technology Committee of the General Service Board, and we're putting together our manual so that future board members, when they're on our committee, they'll know how to do X and how to do Y. And just by writing out this manual, you realize, wow, it's a lot of work. I would say that, yes, You have to know you're going to have time commitments. But when you work at the world level, when you're actually doing the work.
Rob, you have 1 minute.
Thank you, Sharon. You are doing the 12th step. This is spiritually giving back to yourself. You think, oh, God, so much work. But at the end of the day, you're sleeping well at night. That's my humble opinion about it. I encourage all of you out there, if you have received some gifts from the program, please reach out and consider World Service. As you know, our board is 10 members, and we should be 15 members. So we're 5 members short. So I would think about that and think, do I have the gifts that my higher power has given me, and can I give it back? Thank you so much.
Rob, thank you so much. And I just want to say that no one ever thinks they're ready for World Service, I think, anyway. It's always shocking to hear that the 4 speakers, you know, weren't sure if they had anything to give. And I'm just so surprised because they're all wonderful, as is our final speaker. And Rob, thank you again for all that you've done and continue to do to give back in service to DA. So our final speaker today is Susan L. from London, UK. Susan has been an ISR, I'm pretty sure it's an ISR, and she'll correct me if I've been wrong, for the European Intergroup, or is it? Anyway, Susan, you'll correct me. And she's the current host committee chair for London 2022. So, Susan, you'll have 8 minutes. I will give you a 1-minute warning. Thank you for your service, and go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Hi, everyone. I'm Susan. I am a debtor. Yes, really grateful to be here and just really blown away to hear everybody who shared so far and all the, you know, amazing service that's been done to keep our fellowship growing. That we all reap the benefits from. So I was sort of thinking about my journey in DA and World Service, and I think, you know, I got involved in the UK. I became the PI rep for the UK Intergroup, and then by attending the Intergroup and really enjoying being part of, you know, doing some work to keep the fellowship, our fellowship in the UK going. And then the position came up for the ISR, and I immediately thought, oh, gosh, I'm not, you know, I'm just not good enough to do it. And so I spoke to the person who was the ISR, and we chatted, and she kind of really just encouraged me, why not to just put myself forward for it. And I did, and I got voted in. And I remember leaving that meeting and walking down the road afterwards, and I felt like I was floating on air, and I was like, oh my God, they voted me in. I am the Intergroup Service Rep. I represent the UK. What are they thinking? It just felt like such a responsibility, but it also just felt like, you know, sort of they could see something in me, my capabilities that, you know, I was unsure of. And, you know, and that for me is what service really gives me. It gives me an opportunity to grow my insights, you know, grow how I feel about myself. And often if I step into doing some service, it gives me an opportunity to grow as a person. It grows my recovery. And it allows me to kind of see how much I do have to offer, because my sort of baseline is often I'm not good enough. And so I remember going off to my first World Service conference in 2016, and I met Sharon. Oh my gosh, Sharon, you so supported me. I was really overwhelmed. I just didn't understand the whole kind of process, and I was on all these committees, and then I'd volunteer to do a share on the fellowship day as well, because I thought, oh, well, I'm obviously not doing enough service. And it was just, you know, it was an amazing experience. And I remember, you know, at the time, DA, we'd asked our fellowship to stop using the closing statement, which, you know, had been sort of really borrowed from Al-Anon. It wasn't ours. And that was one of the questions the UK Intergroup said, you know, what do other people in groups, what are they using then if we don't have something? Because there was sort of a gap. And I think that's the first time I really understood, you know, the kind of the process, as in, you know, there was a literature committee and they met at the World Service Conference, and then they had, you know, pieces of literature they were going to work in on, and one of them was a closing statement, and then they'd work on it throughout the year, and then it would come back to World Service in 2017, and it would go in front of everybody who was there, so sort of like about 100 members of DA from around the world, and we all voted on it. And I just, my first sort of time of doing that voting, I just could not believe that it would come to an agreement, because some of the detail that got discussed in the group conscience, you know, I thought, oh, we're never going to agree on this. But I just really got a sense that, you know, it was about, you know, the higher purpose and DA there. And, you know, and we did come to an agreement, you know, and there was sort of like a sentence which was added in, and it was about tradition 12, the principle of anonymity, and it says this assures us the freedom to express ourselves at meetings, and then the line and in private conversations got added in that convocation. So the convocation is a big kind of voting part of the World Service Conference, and I was just blown away by how it all kind of happened. And then I came back to the UK and sort of said, we've got a closing statement, and I really understood all the work that went in to make that happen. Everybody was just giving their time. So I did my sort of service as an ISR for 3 years, and at the World Service Conference that Rob was part of organising in LA, I kind of had a chat with Alan T, and we'd sort of spoken before about, gosh, wouldn't it be amazing if the World Service Conference came to Europe? And it was just like, okay, well, that sounds like something that we should see if that would work. You know, why not? I think, you know, DA is ready for it. And so when I went back to the UK Intergroup, we voted on putting it on our vision to host the World Service Conference. And then that's where it started to happen. You know, Alan T came to the UK, flew in, attended our Intergroup meeting to give an overview of what it kind of meant. Because in the UK, I mean, as a sort of as a fellowship attending World Service Conference, I was the ISR, but you know, there weren't many other GSRs who attend World Service Conference. So we might just have one person in the whole UK who goes to World Service Conference. So there's not a lot of experience of how it kind of works and what's involved. But the incredible thing is we worked on a bid, it got voted in, and we were awarded it. It was amazing. We got, yes, we're going to be doing it. And so we set up a committee, and we've been meeting once a month, if not more, over the past 2 years, maybe 2.5 years, because it's just so organized. And I'm so grateful that we have, you know.
Susan, you have 1 minute.
Thank you. It is a wee fellowship, and you know, the support we've had from everybody to make this happen. So we're at the really exciting stage now of the World Service Conference will be coming to London next August, and just really want to encourage people. It's the first time it's been held outside the UK, and it would just be so amazing for as many people as possible to come and support the fellowship, and also support, you know, the fellowship in Europe. There will be people there from Europe attending, and, you know, for that richness of experience, strength and hope to get shared throughout the world. I just think it's such an amazing opportunity. So, Yeah, and there's also opportunities if people either they want to attend as a GSR or an ISR to represent their group and to come. And also there's an opportunity if you'd like to do some service to support our organization committee, so our host committee organizing the...
And that's time.
Thank you. So there's opportunities for service. All the details are on the World Service Conference page. And I hope to welcome you all to the UK next year. Thank you.
Susan, thank you so, so much. And thank you to everyone who shared today. That concludes the speaker portion of our call. And I just want to say, if I wasn't already doing World Service, I would be totally inspired to do so based on the five speakers today. And I just want to say that there have been times when I've questioned myself, why am I doing this? Having said that, this service, a range of service that I've done has allowed me to practice the second part of Step 12, practicing these principles in all my affairs like no other experience I've ever had. And I would do it all over again. So thank you all. I'm going to end the recording now.